the next call is going to be really exciting. I'm going to be turning over the actual introduction to Rick and Paige, our wonderful diamonds here in Texas. And wow, I'm telling you, Cody Award, Consultants of the Year, just a neat couple. If you've ever heard them, or if you've ever talked to them, or if you've ever read their bio, I mean, it's just fantastic what a great success story they have. And they're going to tell you all about it tonight. So to do the official introduction, I'd like to introduce our wonderful, our one and only, Rick Murphy.
I have my phone muted. Are you guys ready to rock the house tonight?
Yay!
All right, I'm very glad. And I see our esteemed guests are on the WebEx. Do we have our back-to-back Consultants of the Year, the McTerrys, on the line with us tonight?
We're here.
I am so glad you guys are here. I am. I'm so happy you guys are here. Thank you for taking the time to be here. Let me get a couple of crazy announcements out of the way, and then we'll get right into the main event tonight, which is our esteemed guests. A couple things to elaborate on. I want to welcome everybody that's new listening around the country and around the world. NECN is, and I know one of the ways that we use training calls is to let people know, you know, how we work. If people say, can I do this? Well, if you can show them what we do, oftentimes the organization and the team is one of the biggest selling points in addition to the company. We are the most advanced home business in the world. It's the first time a major corporation with products like these that have the anecdotal and the medical evidence combined are combined with the high tech, the cutting edge, and the field organization that knows how to employ it. What you guys are seeing now is the next 35 years of NECN. Just so you guys know, the last time they tinkered with the compensation plan and did some things at the silver and gold level, the company went bananas, and about 9 out of 10 people in the President's Club came into it the next 5 to 6 years after they made the changes to silver. You guys just saw the next updates. What's happening this month is your first month ever that you can be a qualified producer or not, a gold qualified producer or not. I'm of the opinion that you all that did 20,000 points doing 1,500 or 2,000 should be no big deal. Get out there, learn those skills, get that done. That is a very big deal. December 11th here in Austin, as Cowboy just said a moment ago, we're going to be joined live with NECN President Doug Braun. It's going to be really cool. We have extremely limited seating. We are trying to get a larger location, and we will be broadcasting this nationally, too, for different locations. What we're going to be focusing on that day is how to hit the requirements to be a qualified producer and to fatten out and put the volume through your legs. So there's a balance between reaching pins and having volume. If you just go after pins, you can get there and have very skinny organizations. We're going to teach you how to get there and have a big fat paycheck so that your pin and your pay are congruent. So that's what we're going to focus on that day, qualifying, filling out your organization, focus on autoship, and, of course, the usual recruiting, retention, and bringing people on board. That is coming up December 11th. Tickets are there now locally for the folks that have it. We currently have a venue that only seats 90 because it was scheduled before Doug wanted to come. Those tickets are going to go in about a snap. So just so you guys know that are local, the broadcasting information for everybody to be able to tune in nationally will be online. I'm not going to talk much about the summit tonight other than we got the location nailed last week. We're in the final stages of the contracting on the event. We are going to do it in the hotel this year so people don't have to walk back and forth to the convention center, and we can save about $20 a ticket by doing it in a hotel, which we always want to keep prices so folks that need it the most and can afford it the least are able to come, yet still give an unbelievable event. We're going to make a special celebration this year of not only NECN, but just the organization that we're a part of and the family that we're a part of. So there's a lot of things going on. And last but not least, before we get into our esteemed guest tonight, as you guys listen to the Consultants of the Year who have won it back-to-back, who have achieved everything in NECN you can achieve, I want you to think a couple things. Listen to them not as, I'm less than, I am not a partner, I'm not going to be there. Listen to it the way you would to listen to a professional, to learn what they learn, to empower yourself. The McTerrys don't teach people to be their downline. They empower people to be their own upline. Paige and I have the same philosophy. We're not working with downline. We're working with uplines. Have the mentality in this business to get off baby food. Don't sit back and expect your sponsor to build your business or your upline to build your business. Get out there and push your sponsor for support. I was down in San Antonio last week, and we have three different organizations and a fourth that's kind of in the mix down there. I'm not going down there driving them to get people to the preview. They need to be driving me to put people in the preview, or whoever their upline is. Drive your upline. Don't expect your upline to drive you. take this information tonight to empower yourself, to become a networking professional, read everything you can read, learn everything you can learn, get on the website, read about the technologies, you know, teach yourself to be a professional networker. Don't sit back and think somebody else is going to do it. All of you on this call are capable of building a massive organization. Paige and I wanted to bring the McTerrys on tonight, not only because of the excellence and the heart that they personify, but because we want to expose you to the best so that you can learn from them. And Paige and I are so glad you're here. And Paige, I know you're on the other side of the line. It's awesome to have the McTerrys with us tonight, isn't it?
It is. We really appreciate their time and the fact that they just came off of the conference call, the corporate call, and that they were willing to join us to share, even just in a little more intimate setting with this call, you know, just basically what they're about and why they're exploding. And it's just such a pleasure and an honor to have them both on the call. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, guys. So without further ado, I want to welcome, and would you guys on the live side extend a massive welcome to the two-time Consultants of the Year, Royal Diamonds, awesome people, great friends, Mac McDonald and Pat Terry. Welcome to the call, guys.
Thank you very much.
It is wonderful to have you here. Thank you for being with us this evening after such a busy day.
Well, you're welcome. Hopefully you can hear us well. I felt that applause all the way up here in Washington. I thought it was thunder, but it's just another thunderstorm going on up here. But we are excited to be on the call tonight and to share some of, as you put it, in a more of an intimate environment, because we feel that we are talking with our family. And that's what this is truly all about, having family all over the world. I mean, where else could you go into Mexico with the Nikon event, scurry off Paula, the hurricane, so we could get down and party with family and have people from 37 different countries there. And they know you, they appreciate you, they'll sit down, they'll share with you. That's what makes this such a fantastic business. The other side of that is that we get to listen to things from the corporation, who worked very closely with the Executive Leadership Council and all the other leaders that we have out in the field. You have one of the very best, if you don't recognize it already, one of the very best staff down there at Nikon that we could ever have. Doug Braun is just amazing. You're going to have him down there, and hopefully, I think you said Sheila's going to be with him.
Yeah.
A very, very good representation of what Nikon is all about. The heart that he has for this business is truly amazing, and we're just excited to be able to work with him for the next 35 years, because that's here into this business is 35 years that we're going to move out into the future again. The past is kind of history. We've learned from it. Doug has gone out there and done some, what I called it on the call tonight, compensation plan refinements. They're not enhancements. They're just refining the very best plan in all of network marketing. He's put more money available to people, and money really drives the economy. It drives happiness. It drives freedom. That's what Nikon truly is all about. Everything they've done just fits right into the wellness home concept. And even adding light to it now. We can turn on the light. We have more energy. Everything just is a fit. And I know Pat's really excited. And certainly what you talked about is getting out in front and leading. Become your own presenter. I know that when we started this business, we had an in-home. We invited our sponsors, but when they showed up, they sat behind the couch and we did the presentation. Because we looked at it and said, it's our business, so let's tell people what we're excited about. And that's what we've tried to teach everybody. Take charge of your business. Be the leader. You don't really need somebody to come in and build it with you. Now, when you get an organization going, just like you and Paige do so well, you get to those organizations, especially the ones that show growth and activity. So that's what this is truly all about. Get out of the way of the people that want to run with it and mentor the people that would like to get things going and show some initiative and activity.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And Meg, let me ask you a question. Just kind of, I know we didn't prepare for these today, but I know you don't have to prepare for just what you actually do, and that's one of the first trainings is you guys will all have to prepare a lot less when you teach what you actually do. You and Pat have always, as you said, from the first day you saw this as your business, In this business, a lot it's easy for people to think, oh, I need someone to do for me, please spoon feed me. Was it your military background? Was it your personality? What made you and Pat from the jump take ownership of this? Or what? How much of your success do you attribute to the fact that you guys drive your own ship?
Well, Pat, when we looked at this from our background, we figured we were problem solvers. I mean, Pat in the emergency nurse in the ER and chemotherapy in the cancer areas, and I was a colonel in the Air Force, and anybody that is an officer or even a NCO in the military is a problem solver because people bring you symptoms, and you have to look at them and really kind of get down to find out what the problem is and then offer some solutions and let them pick the right solution and run with it. So, you know, we started this business as problem solvers. We knew that we were problem solvers, and all you're doing in this business is helping people solve their problems by listening to them, hearing everything that's a symptom or a bother in their life, and then come up with some recommendations. So it was a simple thing. We saw this from the beginning that we were wellness consultants. We were not distributors because we weren't distributing anything. We were consulting with people to find out their need and then offer them some options so that they could solve it themselves with good, sound knowledge so they could make an informed decision about where they want to go in the future. Pat, do you want
to add anything? Yeah, I was going to jump in there, Rick, because the actual question you asked, I mean, Mac answered a portion of it, but the actual question you asked was, do you attribute your success, was it your background or what was it? And the actual answer to that is, right from the beginning, we had 110% desire to change our life and be the drivers of where we were going with that life, and Nikon was the vehicle, and therefore we were going to be 100% coachable from people that could give us advice at levels that were already making the money that we wanted to make and had the strength of the organizations that would give us freedom. So we couldn't necessarily access those people because we didn't know them, and our sponsors weren't real strong, but we did it doing what all those people tonight are doing, getting on the call and getting to listen to leaders that were already where we wanted to be. We laid our egos aside in regards to trying to do it our way, and what Max said about doing it our way was we became the engine, we became the work, we became the prospectors, and we figured out how to make mistakes and correct and continue, but we were willing to be coachable on how the right way to build a network, and so we, you know, very carefully learned how to do things like do the qualified producer bonus now and, you know, how to lay the foundation of width and how to pop silvers that were real silvers with real people with that, you know, many of them wanting to build real businesses. And so if I would just say the number one driving force of our success is we chose to and we took the if out. And we've made more mistakes than probably those that aren't as far along with us. But, you know, mistakes can be corrected as long as you recognize you made them.
Right. I think, Rick, the real answer is we made a decision. And so many people, we made a decision. Failure was not an option. It was we were going to do whatever it took. So I guess the answer is we were in desperation. We had to do something. And so we drew on everything that we had the ability to draw on. I think the other thing that we were willing to do, you know, up in this area, they had four or five wellness previews a week from the North Sound to the West Side, East Side, to South Sound. They were down in Oregon. They were up in Canada. We were willing to drive anywhere from an hour to 2 hours to 3 hours to four and sometimes 5 hours just to get to an event to learn from a new person so that we could put that information into our presentation.
Right. Was it ever inconvenient to do that?
would I say inconvenient? No,
but no. But you know, the reality is the getting in the car and driving to wherever it took for us to learn. You know, because a wellness preview or an event is a twofold thing. If you can take people through it, you're building your business. But if you end up going alone, then what can you learn to apply your actions next? What can you, you know, learn out of that? And what we quickly discovered was just to build our business by taking people to events was a slow way to build it. And it was actually bring the event to the person. Because especially in this day and age when people's lives are busy, don't to the next Thursday's Royal Wellness Preview. Find out when they've got time open, and you match them with the event. And it might be you doing a one-on-one, or it might be you developing a webinar or doing a three-way with somebody that's stronger if you're not quite where you want to be. So we learned very quickly to control the events so the prospects fit into them quicker.
Gotcha. Okay, that's really good. Now let me ask you this. This is something everybody always wants to know. They go silver. They've got three people signed up. They think they're going to magic to gold because they have their three seniors. Do you guys, and I think I know the answer to this, but I want you to explain it. Do you guys push your team, or does your team push you? Or both?
We're always running to try to keep up with our team because we got some of the most fantastic people on it that have ripped it away from us and are running. But it is, absolutely.
We set a goal to continue to sponsor with and bring new silvers. So those that were ready would match action with us. Those that weren't ready, we could plug them into the infrastructure and they could grow at a slower, non-threatened pace, but we could be looking for referrals underneath them. So, you know, no way did we ever go into management mode. But at the same time, the legs and the leaders that were ready, we have a joke on our team, who can wear Mac out? And it's done to drop. And so they're pushing us, but we're also leading by example.
So you're pushing them by success, not by calling and saying they should do something.
Oh, and we're doing it by being in motion, and they want to emulate that, and they want to share their successes, and then we praise their successes, and we leverage each other. So the true leaders are stepping up. The ones that want to be leaders are feeling like they can step into the infrastructure and test their own growth, and then they rip it away when they've grown enough to rip it away, and then the consumers feel like they're in a happy family.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let me ask you this question. You guys just had a lot of very high volumes. Do you guys feel that having a lot of people gives you volume for free, or are there things that you focus on as we're looking at having bigger volumes and fattening that out and having to focus, not just be pen-driven? We've had conversations about that. To what do you attribute high organizational volume in the people you see that have it? Because not every one of your silvers is going to have it. Your ones that produce, what do you see are the things that are common between the ones that have higher volume versus the ones that perhaps don't?
I just go right back to the thing. It's the decision that people made to be successful. They've already made a decision. They want to build a fantastic business. They see that you need to create volume to be able to get a good paycheck. You can't, you know, even when we started and got into the auto home program, we wanted to set our car payment as high as we possibly could. Now, a lot of people would go out to other people and say, okay, I got to make my car payment. You have to produce this volume. We never based our car payment on anybody else's production. We knew that we had to create 20,000 volume every month if we wanted to have the car payment that we set up for ourselves. Anything else that came in from the rest of the group was that much better. But we went out to the groups and says, you need to set goals. You need to figure out what it is that you want. And that's the way we've taught our people to do that, is set their goals, determine what they really want to have in life, and then go out and do it. I mean, you know, you just don't, even the retailer of the year, you know, Ted and Andy Vorster, you got to meet them down there. They're magical people, and they have such a big heart to go out and help people. And, you know, even by being gone this month, what were they gone for, about 2 weeks, a week down there, a week to recover, to get back? They produced just short of 40,000 volume in those 2 weeks. They were
their
home.
Their sales volume. That wasn't their,
that's their personal
silver volume. So, again, to answer your question, Rick, what we do, and I don't know if people, we were using this term down at the convention with some of the leaders asking us how we were able to achieve what we're doing, and they said that they hadn't heard this term before. And so, you know, I don't know if it's a term that we coined or other people use, but one of the things that Mac and I do is we look for people, why, to find out why they really want. Because if you don't find out what that is, and then help them kind of set a monetary foundation that will achieve it, you're not going to have them doing the actions to develop the network. But the word that I'm talking about is footprint. When we work with a leader, there's certain things in network marketing that are absolutely duplicatable, things that you duplicate. How many people you see, how quick your follow-up is, do you put people in their process of information, how good are you at closing, are you launching with pack bonuses? Those things are things that you learn over time in regards to strengthening your business people. But where I see a lot of people fall apart early on, or where Mac and I tend to have some pretty good success, and this is where we really work with our leaders when they start to figure out how to juggle balls and how to attract people, is we teach them how to develop footprints of businesses within businesses. In other words, a good example is when we first met, Dr. Ted and Annie Vorster, we first listened to why they would find Neekin as a fit to them, one being a naturopath, one being an eye specialist, and figured out, did this fit with them? And then we looked at their business and developed a footprint of how Neekin could fit into their already client base and that. And then we worked at getting them to understand that they could grow it in a bigger manner by developing business partners and branching that footprint out into their known markets. And, by the way, you can do it through network marketing through other people as well, not in that footprint. So when we started working with chiropractors, we'd look at their practice and their footprint, realtors and their footprint. And I think too many times you attract professionals and you try to minimize it down into the way you did the business. You know, Mac and I built this out of our home. Well, a realtor may not want to. A construction person might have a huge clientele and they want to create that footprint throughout their construction workers. So that's one of the things that we work on is that. And this is why when people start to see that they can actually integrate it into their lifestyle and then they can attract other colleagues and they can treat it like a business and actually the other thing that we teach, and we've been more strong about this in the last year or two as the economy shifted, is we push really hard to not use network marketing terms. Not that we don't like network marketing. It is the most fabulous form of marketing ever. And when people say, is this network marketing, we said, absolutely. It's about time the economy and businesses caught up to the marketing that we've been doing, and you're going to find out why this is the marketing you want to be in. But we don't use downline, crossline, three-way. We use business colleague. Would you like to get another professional colleague on the line? Because when you start to attract people that want to get into business and treat this like a business, they want to be used with more familiar words. And so we have a pretty high success level that way as well.
Wow, okay. So you're taking, in other words, instead of trying to get people to come where you are, you're going where people are until their vision gets to the point when they'll come where you are, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Right, going out to meet people. And then, well, let me ask you this. Did the events that, you know, getting consultant of the year, and this is an interesting question, that's an award you can say, hey, we'd like to earn this, or I don't say win it, earn it. But in reality, that's an award that you get from things that you set in motion, you know, a long time back, a year ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. When you guys got that award, did you change what you were doing? You obviously got it a second time, or was it a continuation of what got you there in the first place? In other words, as your business has exploded, did you continue to do the same basic things that got you there, or how has your business evolved over time, just in the way that you view it, as your organization keeps growing?
Well, I would say that in the long term, we've done the same things. We've worked with those that deserved our action, those that weren't ready. We've plugged into infrastructures of support. We did the work of going to the regions to help them take what they do to a higher level. You know, we did our own work. And so the first time we won Consultant of the Year, we were quite surprised, actually. It is a reflection of how many people are actually duplicating and creating strong business. But it's interesting because the second time, you know, that wasn't even in our realm. Our goal this year was not shooting for the second time. Our realm was to look within the teams to see who could rise up and be their best. And so our whole focus this year has been, obviously, to continue to lead, because you get stale if you're not sponsoring yourself and running into the roadblocks and learning how to alter your words because the economy's shifted a bit. And you stay fresh by, you know, staying out front. But at the same time, we really go deep within our teams
to answer their questions and make sure that they're rising up and hitting bigger goals and learning. You know, as I said earlier on the corporate call, in the beginning, you're juggling, and first you juggle this and learn how to sponsor. Later, you juggle and lock in better auditorships, and later you learn to juggle because you go back and learn how to develop footprints for, you know, business people. And you've got to go back and teach your teams to rise up into those next levels of awareness, too. So that's what we've been focusing on this year, is helping people get to a higher level of awareness so they do hit their freedom faster.
But I'd like to add too that we lead by doing. In other words, when I go into an area, and I'll be down in Florida, I was in Houston, I was in Australia, I want to get off the airplane. I want somebody to pick me up, and I want to have an appointment within the first hour. And I want appointments all day long. I want to go to bed at night, maybe at midnight, get up the next morning at 5 or 6 and start appointments again, because people learn by watching what you do, how you ask questions, how you listen, how you offer people solutions. And that's what I want people to do. That's what I do. I get up to go out and meet people so that I can keep myself fresh all the time. I look at the newspaper. I read the magazines. I don't necessarily like what's on the news, but it sure does give you some questions to ask people to get them into some conversations. I want to learn where they're hurting, what's bothering them, so we can come up with some solutions. So I want to show people what to do. I don't want to come in there and just do a wellness preview, have dinner with somebody and leave. I want to have some appointments. I wanted to help them with some follow-ups. I don't want to go in and do any training, because the training is on-the-job training. It's not standing in front of the room and telling people what they should be doing. It's showing them as they're sitting side by side with a prospect or with a group of prospects or an in-home, but it's doing the work.
Yeah, one of the examples was he went into Texas recently. He had a short burst of time before the convention. He goes, I'll just go down there and quickly work with the team. And they said, should we set up a training? He goes, no, I want appointments. And he went in, it was done to drop. When he left, every single one of them's confidence had gone up because they watched him do the same thing over and over. And I know they've said that about you and Paige as well, that they're waiting for the magic bullet, but they find out the magic bullet is that you're just listening to the person and you're putting out the roadmap in front of them and your posture's strong, and they learn more from that. And I know, you know, when we go down to Australia, or Mac goes down on more business trips than I do because of the flights being so long, but they'll say that when he hits the ground there, he is all over the country in little, barns. He gives presentation in barns. He gives them, you know, schoolhouses, you name it. And when he pulls out of there, there's ranks popping. There's real volume coming through. I mean, and what he always does is he finds out what the newest thing is coming out of the corporation, so out of the headquarters of either Australia or, you know, here, what is the thing that's being highlighted that month, so he can tag that learning into being in front of the prospect with the people.
So you're showing people the training instead of training people the training.
Absolutely.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys know who you're working with because they have appointments for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if they don't have appointments for you, what do you do?
Well, if we've actually flown somewhere expecting it and if we hit dry, there aren't any, we'll do something like, well, who do you know that's home? And we'll start doing just spontaneous drop-bys. And if they won't let us in front of their market, we'll just go start doing spontaneous cold calls so they see us in action. Because usually if they're holding back, it might be because they have this preconceived fear of what you might be doing, and once you loosen up and they see that you're actually listening to people and people like your interaction, they might loosen up. If not, you just do what work you can and dig underneath, because it's not about trying to get the person that's not matching action with you to match action if they won't. It's about going under and developing a leg and building a big network. So that's where they always say work with the one that deserves you and don't try to push the one that's not ready.
Well, I guess there's a couple examples of that. When we went down to Australia to be in a wedding when Beacon was just opening there, we had a person that wanted to run with this business, and we went down there and committed 2 months to being down there. And after she got married, she disappeared. She was gone. Never
not only she disappeared, we spent $10,000 to clear our slate, go down there, money we didn't have, we were moving in with her and to launch her business. She'd been waiting 3 years for it to open down there. She got married the next day, and she was literally supposed to put us in front of her market. And we were supposed to start her market. And she said, goodbye, I'm not interested, and kicked us out of her house. And so now we're in a foreign country with no water market.
And really no products other than we had on ourselves. We went out every day. We're going to see two people, and then we're going to play. Then we're going to follow up and see two new people, and we'd do that and do that and do that. But had we not known what to expect out of that process at the end of 3 or 4 weeks, we would have been worried. But we knew something would come. By the time we left there, we had 16 new consultants down there, and one of those popped out to be the Wellness Consultant of the Year down there in Australia, because she did exactly what we would do. Every time she would go train her people by being in front of people. When we were down in New Mexico, we went down there because they said they'd have 100 people that we could do a presentation to. One person showed up that first night. And we looked at him, and the guy said, geez, I am terribly sorry. You know, I am really sorry that nobody showed up. And I said, well, how sorry are you? He said, really sorry. I said, well, who was the first person that you said would come and didn't come? And he told me who it was. I said, well, let's go see him. And we went over to see him, and he was in a business meeting in the conference room, and the individual went up to the gatekeeper and says, where is such and such? He says, well, he's in a meeting. And the individual said, okay, well, I guess we can't see him. And I said, well, wait a minute. Why don't you go down? Is he in the conference room down here? Why don't you go down and knock on the door and just ask him why he didn't show up when he committed to him? And he did. He went down and knocked on the door, and a guy came to the door and said, excuse me. And he said, you know, you had committed. These people came all the way from Washington to do a presentation. You didn't even have enough courtesy to even show up. And he said, well, I'm sorry. I will be in my office in another 10 minutes, so I want to hear what they had to say. Well, two other people were in the room, says, could we listen too? Well, one of those persons went silver in about 11 days.
That led us to another one that went silver the next month, who led us to another silver. And we went about seven silvers deep just by following the trail. And so, again, getting back to the point that you're making here, Rick, it's our business until someone rips it away. And if somebody throws up a roadblock, how do we find a referral? How do we, if somebody totally disappears like Australia, how do we make it work anyway? And so it's really about the decision to just follow the leads and then follow them quickly.
Wow. Well, so it sounds to me like, I mean, there's a common theme here. Let's call it what it is. You guys just wanted it more than some other people, and that's what led to it. And the people that make it, I mean, the common theme is they just want to make it. Would you guys agree with that statement in principle?
Well, absolutely. Pat, you know, down at the convention, you had a lot of conversation about people that may be more comfortable and therefore they don't go at it fast enough. What was that conversation, that theme that you saw down there?
Well, I was talking to some different people that were observing what was going on at the convention, and one gentleman from Australia made the comment, wow, how come there are people from Hungary that's so economically depressed that, but there were so many of them on stage that had won a trip, and how did the people come in from the Russia or, you know, even Latin America, how many people were there? And he said, I just don't get that same response in Australia. And I said, no, you're going after people that are comfortable in their discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of countries in North America, so Canada, U.S., Australia, parts of Europe, not all of Europe, have been uncomfortable in working too much and not having enough money and not having enough family time, but we've been comfortable with our discomfort because we could squeak by. And so what I was sharing with him is this is the best time in history to build Nikan. Our business is exploding because what you do is you press people to start to admit they're uncomfortable with their discomfort now instead of comfortable with their discomfort. And so that was the discussion we had, was how do you get people, number one, to realize that not only are they uncomfortable in their discomfort, what is their discomfort, and do they realize that they're not going to slip back into that same same mode because the economy's changed and it's not going back to the way it was. You've got to raise that level with them. And so what we were showing them was how to get them intrigued with looking at Neekin, because Neekin leads the field in changing people's lives. Financially, it's a gold mine, but better yet, we are a 35-year rooted company with no debt. So if you choose to connect and rebuild your future, you want to do it with a company that can't fall away, because you've already been there, done that, and that's the way the world is going, and so you want to make sure you're aligning with the right company. So you've got to lead with the power of what we have. In fact, in our preview, you will not hear Mac and I do a preview without getting up in front of a room and saying, how many people here can name some really good companies? And they'll name them, and if they don't, we'll point out companies that are in the local area that people know, and then we'll name the ones that people like that have gone under. And we said, why did they go under? And they'll look at you, and I said, they went under because they were a fabulous company, but they lived in the old economy with buildings and people, and they didn't know how to evolve into the new informational businesses, and that's the only reason they've gone under. So if you're here today to look at a company that can be your business future, then you want to be look at one that's led that field for 35 years that other companies are modeling and moving into. You want to be with one that's debt-free, that's not going to fall away underneath you. And if you're only here to look at the product technology, then you want to be in the company that creates that footprint of good health and carves the future, and again, will not fall away, because it's too hard today to shop for your health on the Internet. You get confused. It's too hard. You want to align with the right company. So that's kind of what, you know, we share with people.
That's awesome, you guys. And, you know, we got a lot of people on the call, just to wrap it up, because we appreciate your time and don't want to keep you here too long after a long day. But we got a lot of people on here that want to build this, you know, and they're saying, well, how am I going to find people? I don't know anybody. And they let that be such a roadblock. I think that's one of the most common things.
Yes.
That you've been in Neekin for a while, or you're new and you don't think you know anybody. Is that a legitimate hurdle, and will that stop somebody from building it if they really want to build it? And what advice would you guys give to that person saying, I don't know anybody?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question, because I've actually had three-way calls in the last 48 hours that address that very question. Three different people that really wanted it, but for whatever reason they were stuck, or they felt that they kind of had a conflict with job or time, or, you know, they stalled. Each one of them was counseled by their sponsor, why don't you call an upline and strategize? And so, you know, each one at a time, I asked them what it was they wanted to achieve and what actions they were doing, and all I did was figure out where their fear was and or their roadblock. I mean, I'll call it a fear, but it's really a roadblock. And I tweaked it. I gave them one or two things that tweaked it, and they went, oh, my gosh, it was like somebody just broke down the wall that was stopping where they're going. And, you know, the calls I've been getting is like, oh, my gosh, you just freed me up to run with this. So our business is made by going a couple steps forward and then sometimes hitting a roadblock, or going forward and getting off a little on track, and then you get coached and you come back on track. So my belief is anybody can do this as long as you want it. And you're willing to, and one of the couples that called me actually said, I saw you a few months ago on a road trip, and I was so embarrassed of what I was, I didn't come up to ask for your help, but then I became so uncomfortable, and I knew where I wanted to come, and I became so uncomfortable, I picked up the phone to call you, I hope you don't mind. And that was a person that finally had made a decision that said, I'm done being stuck, I'm going to do it. And when we got off the phone, they got it, and they're moving now.
Gotcha. Right. So it once again goes back to what we said. Everybody in this call is responsible for their own business, to listen to the diamonds and royals, take the information, use the leverage and the help, but invariably you have to make the decision that I'm going to build this, and then reach out for the assets around you. I think that would pretty much sum up your whole philosophy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I like the term reach out to the assets, because when people come up to us and ask us, how can I build it, I could talk till I'm blue in the face, and I haven't answered the question. I turn around and say, tell me what you're doing and what it is you want to achieve, and then I can tell you how to tweak it to get it. So you have to be in motion for us to help you correct and continue.
It's interesting you say that. I can't tell you how many times someone comes up and I can honestly tell you, and I bet Mac and Pat, this is true for Paige and I, there's never been one day since I've been signed up to NECAN when I asked the general question, how do I build BIT? Because that's throwing your hands in the air. It was always a specific asset of BIT. I think saying that, how do I build it, is throwing your hands up in the air and almost being spoon-fed. Don't you think the business builders ask more focused questions?
Oh, my gosh. They will come up at any event, and they'll say, can I have a few moments of your time? I want to tell you what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, where I'm going, and I want to see if you have any ideas to help me.
Yeah.
You know what? Key in that, too, Rick, is just to add to where this part of the conversation is going is, number one, Pat and Mac are, like they've said, they're out there in it every day, doing it every single day, and that is why I think leveraging the people in the group, I think that's something that a lot of people, if they didn't know you do with all these success that you've had, they would probably be surprised at how much you leverage the different careers that people have in your group and how many different people you pull together in order to build the group and relate to other people. Because a lot of the frustrations I think Rick and I hear too is that they will be frustrated in general with not getting anywhere, but then when you actually analyze what it is they're doing, they're not really actually in it every day like you guys are, like we, you know, like what we're trying to say here. They're building every single day.
Mm-hmm. Right. The consistency wins you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, well, it's hard to have people join you if you're inconsistent because you're here today and gone tomorrow. Consistency, by definition, will at least put you in the game, right?
Right. Well, it's interesting. I had a Platinum back east call me and say that she snuck into a couple other network marketing companies that had really terrible products, and they were doing a lot of money hype, and she was watching how easy they were signing people up. And she goes, and the stuff was awful. And I said, you know what? They had that you're not either utilizing is they had a vision of the money, and they were doing posture with a bad product. Well, what happened if you did posture with a great company and a great product? You can't lose. So, again, I think I heard you say it, Rick. A lot of times that people, they got a great product, and they're pretending they don't. And yet there's people out there with terrible comp plans and terrible, and they're pretending they do. And the person will join the person with the best posture, but they'll stay and build forever if it's real.
We got a guy who won the presidency with that exact philosophy.
I agree.
A whole lot of posture.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. There's one other thing in there. It's just part-time. People say they're part-time. You know, we have the luxury of being full-time because we didn't have any other job, and we just made this one. It's sink or swim. Let's jump in the deep end. Let's go full throttle, do whatever it takes. We realize that there's some people that have to work this part-time. They got a full-time job they got to do. They got family they got to take care of, and then they've got NECAN part-time. But a lot of the part-timers do NECAN sometime. That's what they have to look at. Okay, I am a part-timer in NECAN. What are my hours? I have to set hours, because if you had a part-time job, you would get fired if you didn't show up. Therefore, you have to set the parameters. Every Tuesday night is a wellness preview. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to take people. I got time on Wednesday. I've got time on Thursday. I got time on Saturday. And I've got a couple hours on Monday night for calls. Those are my full-time, part-time job. I have to be there every minute of every one of those hours if I want to make this happen. Too many people are doing it part-time on a sometime basis.
But, you know, I have to say something about that, because this is the part that makes me giggle. People, when Mac and I started this and were employed, or people that start this when they're employed, and they figure out how to fill it in the nooks and crannies to do it part-time consistently, to build it, to get free, to go full-time, then I hear people say it's easy for you because you're full-time NECAN. No, we're still part-time. Meaning, I run a full-time organization of going on road trips to help our team grow bigger. And when we were down at the convention, we didn't get any rest. We were down there working with all the teams. And then when we come home, today we've been on corporate calls for Doug and the field, and we've been working with our team. But then we've carved out our part-time, and Mac went and dropped product off. We did follow-ups. schedule a three-way. We're doing part-time amongst the full-time. So our full-time is the organization. Our part-time is the same as your part-time. Where do I set up my nook and crannies of the week so I continue to sponsor, I continue to grow my group, and I continue to lead by example?
Wow, that's a really great point. So you make sure that you are always doing the core things. And you know what's funny? You guys both have a military background, and I know they drilled this into my head too, is that we don't care what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. Don't ever waste my time telling me what you can't do, because I can't help you with that.
Right.
You have to,
there's bumps in the road. Figure out how to go over, under, or around them.
Well, you know what's funny, you guys have people in your organization with just really hard life circumstances who make it in NECN anyway, and I have people in NECN that have hard life circumstances and they fail because of them. And both of those stories exist in the same group.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, it's really interesting, and we just can't thank you enough. Paige and I are so grateful you're here. I'm going to finish with a few closing remarks, but Paige, we're just so grateful you're here, aren't we?
Very grateful. Enjoyed it very much. And I have to say, I just listened and absorbed everything you said and really appreciate both of you coming on this call. I know you've had a long day and you just definitely brought a lot of information, a lot to think about, and a lot to learn from.
Well, we so enjoy you both, and we so appreciate you running these calls. I know our team's plugged into them, so we thank you for that. Remember, we like to be interdependent teams, and they're learning from you while we're out building the business.
Well, we're interdependent, too, and we've talked to you guys last week. We hope to see you in a few months down here in Austin for the big celebration, if you can make it. And
yes, we're looking to
be
for that.
Well, it is going to be the mother of all parties, so we're going to have a lot of fun. So we look forward to having you and a great celebration. But Mac and Pat, two-time consultants of the year, you may keep the streak going. You'll be, you'll have a ring for every finger at the pace you're calling. So honored and congratulations, and thank you for all you're doing.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rick and Paige, and your entire team.
You bet, guys. Just to kind of close it up, as you guys take the information that these awesome people shared with us tonight, I hope you walk away from this call. You're kicking off a new month. You're kicking off the next 35 years of NECN. You're kicking off an enhanced, supercharged compensation plan. You've got an awesome product coming your way. I mean, Paige and I were talking today. I cannot wait. We're going up to Dallas to do the first event we've done up there, to kick off a whole new region and new groups of people. It's so inspiring, following Waco, all these places that are blowing up. Let me just say this. All of you on this call, own your own business. Take this information. Make it your business to be in business. Don't treat it like a hobby and expect it to pay you like a business. Put on your ownership mantle today. Leverage. We're going to help you build it. The team's going to help you. All these resources are at your disposal. All of you have a library card with unlimited help. If you put yourself in that position and give your best every day, your upline is not going to build it for you. They're going to help you build it. If you go out and give your very best, all of you on this call can write your own ticket with this company. You can have any future you want. This is not pie in the sky. This is not unattainable. Every person on this call has a capability to make a very large residual income that will change your life. If you step into it right now, the ball is on the tee. What you do with it in the next couple of months in particular is going to determine how fast you achieve it, because NECN is going into a different phase. What you do now matters a lot. So I'm excited about it. Hey, guys on the live side, are you guys excited about the kickoff the next 35 years officially starting today?
Oh, yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yes. It is massive. So the bottom line, everybody, I can't wait to see y'all. Paige and I are going to be out amongst everybody doing the work, like Mac and Pat said, and having a good time. We appreciate you. We'll be back next Monday night with a rockin' call, and we all will be sending our prayers with Dennis Williams, who just got an email a moment ago that Dennis just actually ate a meal tonight. He's off the respirator fully, which is a very, very cool thing. So with what he went through, that's a lot. None of us would be here, from us to Mac and Pat on down, if they hadn't made the decision 20 years ago. So we're all blessed that our patriarch, so to speak, is doing well. So we'll play for him and Ruth. And all of you have a great night. And isn't it a great business that all the work Dennis and Ruth have done and all the places they've gone, that they've got a huge percentage of their team dialed in tonight to this and other calls, and they don't have to worry about anything? How many of you guys would like to be in your retirement years and not have to worry about anything if something would happen to you? That is a real blessing in NECN. So the bottom line, if you want to be free, it's in your hands. Let's all have a great week, and let's start the month fast. So we'll see you all next week, everybody, and we'll see you on the Worldwide Preview Thursday. God bless, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Mac and Pat, once again.